try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was great. Okay, I have a question for you. Have any of you ever surprised your mom or your dad or one of your grandparents by doing something special, like giving them a birthday gift or making them breakfast in bed or shoveling the driveway when it snows? Did you shovel the driveway when it blizzard? Thanksgiving morning, she gave her mom and dad breakfast in bed. Is that true, Dad? That's true. Excellent. Yes. Let her be an example unto all of us. Yes.
I can't remember the date this happened, but one time I made up my bed and cleaned up my room without my mom and dad even knowing.
She made her bed and cleaned her room without her mom and dad even knowing. Is that true, mom and dad? Yes. Okay. Yes, one more.
One time I woke up like extra early, like crack of dawn early, and I was like already cleaning up my room and making up my bed when she got up there.
Okay. So she got up early and cleaned her room before the dawn had even broken. Is that right? About dawn, round about dawn. So, yeah. Well, that's great too. Okay. So now, how did your parents react when you did these wonderful things? What did they say? You saw Home Alone? Remember that thing, Home Alone? Really, that's what they did. How did your mom and dad react? They said, thank you. Great. So, in today's reading from the Bible, this is actually one of the very few times that we hear God the Father speaking in the New Testament. Does anyone remember what he says? Exactly. This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Now, What did Jesus done to merit his heavenly Father saying that to him? What did he accomplish? What had he just done?
He was baptized.
Exactly. Now, did any of your parents say, "This is my daughter, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased"? Not quite those words, but they might as well have said that. So God says, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Now, Jesus was baptized by who? Who baptized Jesus?
John the Baptist.
With a name like John the Baptist, it's easy to guess who would have baptized him. Yes, it's hard to go into a different line of work, isn't it, when your name is John the Baptist? So the Bible tells us that the people of Jerusalem and all Judea, meaning all the area around Jerusalem, were going out to the Jordan, the River Jordan, to be baptized by John, and it says confessing their sins. And then John tells these people, "I baptize you with water for repentance." What does repentance mean? Anyone know what repentance means? Yeah, forgiveness for your sins. When you repent of your sins, meaning you are making a commitment to God, you're asking for forgiveness from God and making commitment to not do those wrong things any longer. That's what repentance is. Now, so that's why people were going out to be baptized by John. What had Jesus done to repent of? What did Jesus need forgiveness for? Oh, boy.
Nothing.
Exactly. That was the answer I was hoping for. Nothing. Jesus had done nothing wrong. Jesus was without sin. So Jesus, in that sense, had no need for baptism. In fact, what does John say when Jesus comes up to him and asks to be baptized? Anyone remember what John says? Someone new? Anyone else? Anyone we haven't heard from yet today? If not, we'll go back to some of the... Anyone else? Okay.
Well, he said something like, no, like, "You've done nothing wrong. You should be baptizing me."
Exactly. He says, "You should be baptizing me." He says, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" He's kind of shocked by this. Imagine your math teacher comes to you and says, "Hey, will you help me with this math problem?" That would seem very strange. And it seems very strange to John. And Jesus says, "No, let it be so now." So why does Jesus do this? Jesus is baptized in order to set an example for the people that they too should make a new start and follow God. And God is pleased with Jesus because he's setting the path that will lead us all back to God. Even if it means being baptized by John, when technically he doesn't need baptism because he hasn't done anything wrong. God is pleased with us too. When we follow Jesus' example and do things we don't need to do, like the things you guys didn't need to do, but you did them. And God is pleased with us when we do things, even small things, things that help others, and set a good example for others. Thank you for coming.